Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sam, Craig, can you guys explain what you want your identity, culture, and environment to be that it wasn't with Rafael Devers?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about my experiences on championship caliber teams, and the unfortunately, I keep going back to this, but what it keeps coming to is this idea that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, that each individual is contributing and finding a way to help a team win, whether that is in the batter's box, on the pitcher's mound, on the bases, on defense, in the clubhouse, on the bench. It's the willingness to step up and sacrifice at times of need, and essentially kind of do whatever is necessary to help the team win. And I think that's the identity, this relentless pursuit of winning that we're looking for. It's the identity that the World Series championship teams had in the past.
That was Jeff Passan earlier this week on a Zoom call with Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy. We've reacted to that throughout the week here on Jones and Keefe. We got the grab bag coming up, clip du jour, and of course, WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for it here on a Friday. Passan wrote the latest on the Red Sox. Again, how the Red Sox and Rafael Devers breakup got so messy. We picked our way through that. What's your biggest takeaway from that, if you had to boil it down, Keith?
Well, I think they kind of thought that Devers was going to, like, ruin the team. Like, it was, like, so extreme that they were like, not only is he not being a good team player and not playing the position we want to sort of free guys up, but I think they were really worried about the impact it would have on Meyer and Anthony. Because now they've sort of turned to, like, all of their eggs are in that basket. Like, if this team turns things around, it's going to be, or not even turn things around. I mean, they're currently a playoff team, but if they are able to stay where they're at and, you know, play better in the second half, it's going to be on those guys. And I think they were like, Devers is going to either get these guys to have bad habits or whatever else it is. Like, they were just like, we got to get this guy out of here. It's going to be an addition by subtraction, because the second you kicked him off or sent him packing, it's not like you brought in somebody. Like, as much as there was, like, the Luka Doncic stuff, like, oh, this is the worst trade since Luka. It's like, got Anthony Davis.
That's
like,
so silly.
Like, this is also these Luka, are different. No, these are very different.
Luka's an MVP candidate.
He's an MVP candidate.
This guy's good, but he's, like, not an MVP candidate ever and in,
like,
his life.
The real face of the franchise. He was just in the finals and all this other stuff. But, I mean, as far as lopsided trades are concerned.
Yeah.
But you're like, maybe Kyle Harrison ends up being good. Maybe he doesn't. Jordan Hicks isn't even available. The Mavericks, in theory, got a really good player. He just got hurt because he always gets hurt and whatever else. No, but they were like, that's okay. We're willing to have no players in return for right now to get rid of this guy.
And, you know, if you're just following along so far, the Red Sox were one game over 500 with Rafael Devers this year. They're already one game over 500 without him.
That's right.
And the Giants were 10 games over 500 without Devers. They're only one game under without him thus far. So we'll continue to track that. But when you say they thought he was going to ruin the franchise going forward, how much has Devers contributed to the underachieving this year? I would say heavily.
Yep.
The last few years, I'm starting to wonder, like, how's it been? And I would tell you in this story as well, a lot of people are on the Red Sox about their poor communication.
Well, it turns out that Devers was a poor communicator with David Ortiz. And it also turns out, while Cora was trying to meet with him, while the Red Sox were trying, Cora wanted the Red Sox to sign Alex Bregman, Cora was trying to meet with him in the DR. And Devers blew him off. So maybe his communication isn't quite top-notch either. And maybe he's more to blame for the lack of being in the loop than people are giving it credit for. It sounds like Cora tried to keep him in the loop.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to hear from it. So, look, the Red Sox didn't communicate perfectly with him. You can say they lied to him. But after he moved to DH and they had injuries happen, I think that's way different than anything. I don't think they lied to him about that. I think injuries happened. Circumstances changed. They paid him at the top of the market. As Passan wrote, the contract is a reason why we're okay asking you where to play. We don't ask you to be in shape. You're not.
No.
We don't ask you to be a team leader or show up at community events. We don't ask you to do any of that. The least you can do when we pay you, what most of baseball feels like, is a bloated, wildly out of whack salary. Yeah. We overpay you, according to most of the sport. And when we need you, we ask you to play first. You can't be bothered to do it. F off. Yeah. But I think the larger takeaway from the story is just how much of a mess the Red Sox are. And as Passan says, there's palace intrigue. And there's a lot of people lined up who want a pound of flesh,
sure,
from Breslow. Same thing with Devers. I mean, there's a lot of people sniping at one another in this story. And I think that does speak to the general dysfunction organizationally with the Red Sox.
Yeah, and I think there's enough kind of blame and criticism to go around for everybody involved. I think Breslow, this is the point you've been making all week, he probably gets a little bit more of it because of the way he comes across. You know, when Alex Cora does an interview, you might disagree with him.
He's a human.
Human person.
He's a human person. Exactly.
Right. He's a human person.
I believe he eats human food human emotions.
He has to consume food.
Knocks on Cora, he does come across as much more of a human than Breslow. Yeah.
If you told me Breslow doesn't blink during his interviews and has never had a glass of water, I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense. So that doesn't help him, right? So even if you read what Cora said, although you can't even say this about Breslow because of the words he chooses to use, but Cora's an easier guy to either defend or even a guy to be like, okay, that makes sense, even if you disagree with him, right? But like with Breslow, this was my takeaway after the Zoom meeting with Sam and Breslow was, you and I are two of the few people that are like, see you later, Devers. And yet listening to those guys answer questions, you're like, oh God, maybe I'm not on their side.
Right.
Just because that's the way they come across. And then you have a guy like Devers who really doesn't speak publicly that often, and when he does, it's through a translator. And so there's plenty of blame to go all the way around. And I think, you know, Devers being pissed, great, justified in that. But you also still got to do what's best for the team.
Yeah.
And you're getting paid $300 million to do it.
And again, I think this is an underrated thing. A lot of people, Carrabas, Curtis was big on this the other day about the Ortiz comments. And Carrabas today, he's like, happy hit piece day. Yeah. Like, oh, they're raking Rafael Devers over the coals. Well, understand, too, all the negative reporting on Breslow, and some of which is true, some of which is not. It turns out, according to Passan, Devers wasn't mad at Christian Campbell, according to multiple sources. Passan also kind of justified the AI stuff, which I want to get to more on from Alex Spear coming up. But understand, they fired 50 people in the last year, according to Passan. So there's a lot of people with an axe to grind and an agenda against Breslow lined up as well. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Those hit pieces go both ways. Meanwhile,
this hasn't made Breslow look good.
No, and
even Cora.
But when I say when people are like, oh, it's just the Red Sox dragging another ex player through the mud, I feel like that's a popular narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, there's a lot of people lined up against this GM now too. None of it might be wrong. I think Devers deserves to get dragged through the mud. I'm sure a lot of this stuff on Breslow is accurate. But the fact so many people are willing to line up and say it, I'd imagine a lot of them just lost their job with the Red Sox, and they were all holdovers from Bloom and Dombrowski. Those guys may not have necessarily needed jobs or needed to stay on anyway with this new regime. They need jobs, but not regime. I thought Passan also did a good job connecting the dots to Campbell getting demoted. He says, if not for Boston's belief in Campbell and his ability to succeed at the big league level, and he said earlier in the story, their models projected that the best lineup was Bregman at third, Campbell at second, Devers at DH, which players on the team ultimately agreed with,
even if
they think the analytics are out of whack.
In March, I agreed with it.
Me too. It turns out their models were wrong because Campbell can't hit.
Shocking.
Their belief in Campbell to succeed at the big league level, Bregman could man second, Devers third. He would still be wearing a Red Sox uniform instead of chatting up Barry Bonds behind the Giants clubhouse. So part of their belief in analytics and reliance on analytics, they sped up Christian Campbell to the big leagues. Maybe they skipped steps. He wasn't properly ready. They forced it in because their analytical models told them it would work. Or maybe they didn't trust their eyes in spring when he wasn't hitting and also struggled fielding. And so they rushed Campbell to the big leagues, or they didn't develop him properly, and now he's back in AAA with a big, fat, giant contract, not doing the team any good.
It seemed like they were one everyday player short, right? Not that everybody's an all-star, but they had their outfield set. They had Casas to begin the year. They had Story, Devers, and Bregman. And so they didn't have a second baseman. So if Bregman's your second baseman, like, it doesn't say in the story, but who's your everyday DH? Or do you not have an everyday DH? Like, I mean, is it Yoshida? But he wasn't even really healthy. Like, he wasn't even able to go. So Campbell got that job kind of based on projection, upside, but also no real stiff competition around him either. And so I thought that was the right call. And it's not like he hit the cover off it in spring. But you're like, this is also going to be a better defensive team. They've been bad, and they still are overall, but they've been bad for so many years. And part of this lull of missed playoff appearances has been how bad they are on the field. So if you can upgrade from the worst third baseman to one of the better third basemen, I feel like you should do that. It doesn't take a computer to tell you that that is a better defensive alignment.
Yeah, so again, I'm not advocating for them to have played Bregman at second and keep Devers at third, but their models telling them that Campbell would make them awesome offensively were clearly inaccurate, and that speaks to their over-reliance on analytics, which I think is a fair criticism of Breslow. I'd also tell you, I think Breslow's gotten a lot of stuff right this offseason. We did our top five Friday.
Yeah, four of their best players were all picked up this offseason by Breslow.
Four of the top five for me, and your top four currently on the roster are all here because of Breslow this offseason. So I'd say you may not like the reliance on analytics and some of their moves, but I think they've gotten some of them right, and it feels like the arrow's pointing up to me now that Devers is gone. Real quick on their AI interviews, which again, Passan kind of seemed to downplay in the story. And he did, and I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but he did kind of throw shade at a lot of stuff June Lee had earlier in the week, outside of the Craig Moshe firing on Zoom, outside of the Brezu stiff. We've seen that a bunch of different places. Alex Speer spoke to multiple individuals who described the Red Sox interview process as discouragingly impersonal.
Well,
with infrequent human interaction relative to other teams, which I think is important. It's like, we've heard this a couple of times. The Red Sox statement, the Passan story today, it's like, well, a lot of teams use AI. It's human interaction infrequent relative to other teams. Where are they in the
marketplace?
Seems
on brand, though, for them. Yeah.
That impersonality manifested itself in the form of a brutal letter received by several candidates who didn't make it to the final stages of interviews. So again, these are people who didn't get the job and have an axe to grind, but it doesn't make them wrong. Spears says the sense from the team's impersonal approach of hiring was amplified last year by the fact that multiple applicants, after completing the problem set and HireVue interview, which is the AI program they use, I guess, received the same emailed form letter with the same unfortunate top-level sentence. Thank you for your interest in working for the Boston Red Sox and applying for the insert job title in parentheses.
Chief baseball officer?
So they sent that out to like the same blanket statement to a bunch of different people.
Yeah, that was a personal.
They were supposed to fill it in.
Yeah.
And it never got filled in. One applicant said, I didn't go farther than that line. I kind of laughed at it and closed out the email. Uh-huh. That was the part that upset me in the moment. I still look back and laugh at it.
I don't know. I mean, it is. Like it's
definitely
to,
impersonal.
No, it's very impersonal, but also it's kind of the way things are going. And if you're applying for a job where there's a ton of people applying for it, I mean, sometimes you don't even hear anything back, like let alone getting an email back like that or whatever. So, yeah, it's kind of funny, and you can look at it like, oh, man, we're getting further and further away from human contact, and the Red Sox are sort of at the forefront of this, and you know their lineup and their pitching rotations and everything else are based off of what a computer tells them, and apparently so is these jobs. You know, I think the real story should be at least they're still hiring humans, like, right? I mean, we're probably a few years away from them being like, actually, that job's good. We could probably figure that out.
Some of the analytics people they have in the front are probably barely human.
They're Breslow bots.
They're human calculators,
yeah, that's true.
Which is barely human.
No, that's true.
But they are technically genetically human, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't expect as much news on a Friday as we got here, Keith. Like it's a
I know.
It's the longest day of the year.
I heard that. We got to wait forever for the game to start.
We got to wait forever. Although I got a good time fill for you.
Ooh, what do you got?
Jaws at 50 tonight.
Jaws at 50? 50 years since Jaws came out.
I think they're airing Jaws on NBC tonight with like a special intro from Spielberg and stuff. Like I think they got that going. So you need a time fill.
Yeah.
Sitting there around twiddling your thumbs on a Friday night waiting for Rafael Devers to turn on the old radio to listen to EEI tonight.
Jaws, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Jaws at 50.
Great times.
Number one horror movie villain on some people's list.
You did have it number one.
Just a week ago on Friday the 13th, yeah.
Although many would argue the mayor, a bigger villain in that movie.
Even the biggest villain in the movie.
Much larger monster.
Jaws is actually just kind of living his life.
Just being a shark.
He's just being a shark.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's the case. You think jumping up on boats is just being a shark? I don't think
that. Well, you are on a boat, which is in his territory.
Yeah, well, they were shooting at him because he was a menace.
Jaws didn't, like, knock on your door and, like, eat you in your room or anything that. He was swimming around in the ocean where he lives.
Yeah, he was also, like, taking down whole docks and things like that. I mean, he was being a little...
Well, they tried to catch him. They were throwing the
He was being a little extra.
They provoked him.
And that shark's being extra. Don't tell me.
He was being a
Don't tell me he was just being a regular shark. That's extra shark.
But I'm saying they started it. You start swimming around on a surfboard, you look a lot like a seal.
This is my stance on sharks. It's like, you don't want to deal with sharks. It's real easy. Just don't go in.
Stay
don't go
out the water.
The yeah, stay out the water.
Not a lot of shark attacks on land.
No.
Very few. Now, if you get attacked by a shark on land, that's on you.
Unless they get caught in a tornado.
I mean, again, Jaws was...
good point.
Yeah, good point. Sharknado.
We have seen that times, I think.
That's a good
Maybe
point.
Maybe five, like eight.
Maybe we're up to eight. This is how long ago those came out. I believe one night, one of the most left out I've ever felt in the history of my radio career.
Yeah.
Where like something was going on and we were stuck at work was when Sharknado premiered.
The first Sharknado, we talked about it a lot. We had it on mute in the studio, but I was describing the action.
I think we basically gave live play-by-play of Sharknado when it came out.
Well, here comes Steve Sanders.
Six Sharknados.
Well, I didn't see all of them. I was on the air, I think, for the first two.
Oh, definitely.
Like live narrating.
Yeah, because they came out like one year after the next.
Well, it was such a phenomenon.
It really was.
Yeah.
Took over. Put Ian Ziering and Tara Reid back on the map where they should be.
That is true. So I guess if you're comparing it to a Sharknado shark, Jaws really not that extra.
No. But 50 years, as everybody says, people like the generation one above us is always like, kept me out of the water the rest of my life. Like people like don't swim because of that movie. You're like, all right,
fair enough. So there you go. You can weigh in on all of it. 617-779-7937. You got WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Ball. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Hey, boy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you want to do.
Grab Bag.
What you trying to do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, it is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, Jones. First of a three-game series against Rafael Devers and the San Francisco Giants. All the games can be heard here on WEEI tonight. 10:15 first pitch. Saturday and Sunday, 4:05 first pitch. Sox are going Dobbins, Bayo, Giolito. Do they win their fifth straight series?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Good karma, good vibes. No Devers? Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're feeling really good about it.
Especially with Devers thinks he's getting one over on the Red Sox by playing first base. He's probably going to make a couple errors. Good.
Yeah, he might.
I hope he's kicking around the infield.
I do think he hits a home run tonight, though.
He thinks the joke's on that. Yeah, I don't want to go against the Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week.
That's right. I'm going Red Sox win.
Because you have been red hot.
Oh, piping hot. So I'm going Red Sox win, Devers home run. We're going to thread that needle.
I don't even think Devers is going to hit many home runs at all in that pea soup out there on
but
the
tonight,
bay.
Sox went into the bay. And they go, look at this guy. Made for it. And then he's going to just strike out the rest of the way.
I think
they're going to buzz the tower.
I do.
No, they're not doing that.
No, if he hits a home, how about this,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm against them throwing at him. If he hits a home run and like really pimps it, like really like
just
takes his time Cadillac around the bases. Yeah. Next one, buzz the
ear hole.
Buzz the tower.
Hit him in the fanny.
You know, big target.
Yeah,
sure. A lot of space to hit that.
Yeah.
I'd say, all right, throw it this guy. All otherwise, right. I don't need it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Like you? I thought it was my grab bag.
Yeah, that's right. No, you heard it. You heard the man.
Oh, okay.
NBA Finals getting a Game 7 on Sunday night, Jones. So on Monday, we'll be talking about a new NBA champion. You think it's the Thunder?
I mean, I think. Do
they cover the 7.5?
Yes. I mean, if they're going to, you said this before, if they're going to
win,
they
usually win big.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, probably the finals MVP, because neither he nor Jalen Williams played well, though, in game 6. I think that's kind of a wash.
Right.
I thought slight advantage already to SGA.
You did. But what if he has another so-so game and Williams comes out and dominates in game 7?
Williams dominates, but I think SGA would have to play poorly for him not to win.
Whoever out of those two dominates Game 7, I think gets it regardless really of how the other guy plays.
Okay.
But who wins it if the Pacers win? Is it definitely Halliburton? Could it be Siakam? Yeah.
That could be Siakam, actually.
Was Siakam the
CJ McConnell?
Siakam would really... Siakam with Jaylen Brown. Siakam with Jaylen Brown. Siakam won the conference final MVP.
That's true.
And so, yeah, it would go the same kind of way.
Yeah, but at least Siakam was for sure better than Halliburton in the final.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's hit some big game winners.
All right, let me take a look. Let me get in the lab here.
Well, yeah. He was hurt.
So far in the NBA Finals, Siakam's averaging just under 20 points per game, 8.3 rebounds, 4 assists. Halliburton only 15 points.
Yeah, so
5 rebounds, 7 assists.
It'd be Siakam though. No, okay. Those aren't good enough.
But Halliburton had the game winner in game 1.
Right.
And what could he win it though? If he has like a monster game 7.
Maybe. If it's another game winner, maybe.
I didn't look at the odds. The odds are probably already out. I bet it's SGA, though, heavy, because I bet they would lean that vote. But you're right.
For the Game 7 rating, like, it's going to be a big rating because it's just a Game 7. It'll probably be down from previous Game 7s because it's OKC and Indiana. I don't even know what the ratings have been for, like, Games 5 and 6. I know the series started very poorly. I do think it takes an astronomical leap from the first 6 games. Not even a step forward. Like, duh, game 7 will be higher than games 1 through 6. But yeah, it's
gonna,
exactly. But it still might be a low number compared to other recent game 7s.
Shai is the favorite at minus 205. Siakam is second at plus 370. And then Halliburton at plus 1,100.
Where's Williams?
Plus 1,000?
Plus 1,100.
Then I take it back. If that's that heavy, SGA will get it.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Well, could be. No, it's a sucker's bet.
Grab bag, and another grab bag, get from your grab bag.
Excellent. Well, we have another update on Bill Belichick. North Carolina head coach Bill Belichick, former Patriot head coach Bill Belichick.
Okay.
TMZ, they've been all over. TMZ and Pablo Torre are really your sources for Bill Belichick stuff.
Yeah, it's good. People are going to dig in. Good.
So once again, he's with his idea muse. He is at the airport.
His muse, his flame.
His muse, my flame.
His idea mill.
Yeah.
and Muse.
So, Terp, if you have this photo, he is at the airport. Apparently, he had to hustle a little bit to get to his flight. We've all been there. Traffic, lines at security, whatever it might be. Bill Belichick wearing a hoodie, classic. It's a little warm, though, wherever he is.
Yeah.
And he has sweat through the entire back of it. Like the whole top to bottom, neck to keister. It just soaked through. Absolutely what? Soaked, drenched.
So what does that speak to? Does that speak to him being
in good shape?
They say not in good shape, or does it speak to him just over? Maybe he's like too comfy of a dresser at the airport, and he wants to be in a sweatsuit.
That was the mistake.
It's the backpack. That's what did it to him.
You think
it's
the back
being jacked up on testosterone?
It could be. It could be a lot of tee shots. I don't know what it does, but could that be that. Jordan wearing just like
she is my muse, yeah. My flame.
I mean, who am I to
wear like a dress?
I can even run down the hallway without sucking wind. So who am I to cast any blame or shots at Bill Belichick? But that is a sweaty back. Yes,
the photog also got him with one picture with his shoe off. It's like we don't need to see that.
It's a disaster, huh?
It is a bit of a mess. Also, it doesn't look like he's wearing socks. You have to wear socks at the airport.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I wear my flippies to the airport. Oh, I kick them right
and
off.
Then when they take them off, you're walking through like everybody else.
But the no sock and a sneaker is
that's like sweaty. If his back is that sweaty, what does his feet smell like?
No. So that I'm with
it's
you
a
on.
Nightmare.
No, bare feet in a shoe is a monster move. But barefoot in like a flippy flop. No problem there. I'll wear those to the airport. Almost every time I fly, I wear
them. There you go. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see that is just a tremendous amount of back sweat.
Bill just played 3-on-3.
I mean, what is the temperature in North Carolina right now? If it's as hot as it's been this week here, North Carolina,
summer's down there. The thickness of the air is,
oh my God,
is something. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
First round of WNBA All-Star voting. Caitlin Clark, your leading vote getter so far.
Yeah.
Like that?
I'm not surprised.
Grab bag.
Yeah, Terps now zooming in on the right foot, the exposed right foot of Bill Belichick.
I see the barefoot situation going on.
Nice. Yeah, pay extra for Tootsie. The United States.
That's a dirty foot.
Team USA Soccer, Jones, defeated Saudi Arabia 1-0 in the CONCACAF Gold Cup.
I saw this.
The
headline I saw today was like, USA qualifies for the Gold Cup. I'm like, good for them.
Yep.
They beat Saudi Arabia
1-0.
1-0?
Yeah, they took them down. It was a low-scoring game.
That's not enough in the back of the old onion bag there. That's not going to get it.
Well, that's all you needed.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about style points.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes tiebreaker is, in fact, style points.
That's some goal differential.
Grab bag. When he's kissing you.
All right. No Boston Calling next year. There was big breaking news today.
When did that happen?
Today.
Oh, what's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard going to do?
Easy, Nick. Yeah, they scrapped it. I don't know why. It's been going on for years. They were just there, whatever.
Wait, so they're not just moving locations like they've done
there
in the past?
There is
like
no government Boston center Calling to, next year. To have it.
Well, it's good for traffic for us.
Wow. True.
Well, fingers crossed that we're still here and even still here
it's
physically.
Not put the cart ahead of the horse
in
here.
In this building, right. But I guess it's good for that in theory, but... it's not like I've ever gone or intend on going.
Davey Snaps was there all three
days.
That
still stinks. Don't you want like a big event like that here?
But yet they said they're going to do it in 2027.
Yeah, they're taking a year off?
They're taking a year off.
It's the Devers approach.
And instead of doing, Memorial Day weekend, they're doing the week after.
Really?
Oh, wow. So 2027, June 4th through the 6th.
That's probably smart, though.
Will they get King Gizzard, the Lizard Wizard?
Yeah, King Gizzard, the Lizard Wizard.
Who will be famous by
that's a great
We don't know. We can't book it now.
Well, and sometimes they've been famous many moons before, and then they still come back. Cheryl Crow. I mean, I love Cheryl Crow, but like...
Was Alanis there? No, that's a couple years ago. Was Cheryl this year?
Cheryl was this year, I believe. It's like, you know, not for nothing, but it's been a little while for her.
Taking the year off. Nobody knows who's even doing it anymore.
Well, I don't go. I'm not a music guy.
You know who Davey said was the best this year?
Cheryl Crow.
T-Pain.
T-Pain
put on an awesome performance.
T-Pain live performance. I mean, the man won the Masked Singer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
He's good stuff.
Just on the sound of his voice.
Grab bag. When you walked in. So shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been.
Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Grab bag.
bag, grab bag, grab bag.
How about the box office this weekend? If you want to go to the theater, you want to beat the heat a little bit, you got 28 Years Later, which is currently
spooky.
91% critics, 69% audience.
Not so nice.
Not nice.
No, it's not
nice. That's not a great audience score.
No.
And then you have the Disney original, Disney Pixar Elio, which no audience score yet, critics 85%. However, if you want to watch something at home, I'm excited about this. CC Beans and I probably got a double feature this weekend.
Jaws 50? Which I'm told is on Peacock already, so you don't even have to wait for tonight.
Actually, she would probably like Jaws.
Now I feel hoodwinked.
She's a little maniac.
I think all the Jaws have been on there for a couple years now.
Well, yeah, but I want the Spielberg thing. I want the
Jaws 3D.
I want
all the
Jaws the Revenge. I want all the add-ons is what I want.
No, but two kid movies streaming right now. Minecraft.
Oh,
you throw chickens around your house, chicken jockey, get nuts.
Lucas hasn't seen it, but he somehow knows all the songs from it, probably because it's nonstop.
Get in there.
School fodder, yeah.
So that's on HBO Max, streaming now for free. Great. And then Snow White.
Lucas. Oh, yeah.
The live-action Snow White is on Disney+. Plus. So I think I'll watch that with CeCe.
We were over some friends last weekend, Bragg.
Wow.
And the kids were watching that, and I was like, hey, how's the Snow White movie? They're like, oh, pretty good. Now, I got a lot of hate from adults, but
hate the girl that started Snow White.
Yeah, well,
she was like, I don't even like Snow
White. She did a poor job marketing.
Poor marketing.
With some other foot and mouth comments.
Yeah, but apparently the movie's fine.
Yeah.
So we'll give it a go.
But if my kid's going to sit in front of any movie for 2 hours, and I can do something else, great, I'm in.
Yeah. See if Gail Gadot can act her way out of a paper bag in this one. Probably not.
Answer no.
Spoiler, nope.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag? A new daily question?
No.
I don't think so. Do we get any new ones that you like?
I don't know if there's a new one today.
Well, actually, the Christian Campbell one I suggested yesterday has now.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a one and done. Yeah, he's still on the major league level.
Good question.
I've spent a lot of those lately.
Will Roman Anthony get to 100 for a batting average?
I don't want to put that kind of pressure on Roman.
Has Rafi Devers played first base yet? I mean, these are all things that we've suggested.
Does Connor Wong have an RBI?
No, that's never going to happen.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Turn on the radio.
All right, Jones, are you ready to answer the question, who was the best baseball performer from yesterday?
Honestly, I'm caught a little off guard. Yeah, go for it.
Was it Alejandro Kirk, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI?
Man, I was laughing, but that's a nice line.
Was it Byron Buxton, 3-for-6, 2 home runs? Both solo shots.
Six, though. That's a lot.
Was it Jack Caglione?
Uh-huh.
I was watching Alto
again,
Nights.
Again, his name is not Jack.
No, it's not.
Those are his initials, actually. Yes. What were you watching?
I was watching Alto Nights. Not bad.
Uh-huh.
Vito Genovese and Frank Costello, both portrayed by Robert De Niro. Unnecessarily so. Pick one.
Yeah.
Pick a guy. Nick hated the movie. I actually thought it was fine. I did not hate it.
Is this because his name is Caglione? That's what
Caglione. Well, there's a lot of names like that they throw at you, and you're trying to like make sense of them all.
They did do the wannabe Goodfellas where they introduced everybody.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Did. They name all the guys. They all get names. One of those. Yeah, nice. Good Italian.
There's Jack Caglione.
Yeah, Jack Caglione.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Two dongs.
Nice.
After they talked about sending him down. James Wood.
Uh-huh.
2-for-5, 2 home runs, 4 RBI.
I like that.
Was it Christopher Sanchez? 8 innings, 1 earned run, 4 Ks for Philly.
4 Ks? Get out of my face.
4 Ks.
You can throw a no-hitter and he wouldn't be player of the night with 4 Ks.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Or I can give you a sixth.
No,
Xander Bogaerts, 4-for-4, a dong, and 3 runs scored.
Yeah, no, not him. Caglione. Let's go with that.
Caglione.
He might never be back in there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, pay attention, and ladies out there as well. This is a former San Francisco Giants, however, wore many hats in his big league career.
There's already an early guess for Candy Maldonado, so if it's him,
dude, I love Candy Maldonado, and it is not Candy Maldonado.
Okay. I won't look anymore.
However, a Giants also played for Yankees, White Sox, Blue Jays, Royals, Braves, Pirates, Indians.
Yeah, that's I can't even keep track. Okay, yep, go.
That is a lot of teams over the course of 15 major league seasons. He was a one-time All-Star, and he was an All-Star with the Giants.
All-Star with the Giants, played for a million other teams.
Only one-time All-Star.
What have we heard the position yet?
Outfielder.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Outfielder. And let me tell you this.
I was going to ask what year the All-Star was. I didn't want to get in, step on his toes.
All right, fair enough.
No, step.
2012.
2012
More
All-Star.
More of a recent vintage. He was also a switch hitter, but from the outfield, he'd throw it in from the left side.
Don't do that. Okay.
He was a one-time, only a one-time All-Star.
Okay, so this is like when the Giants were good, winning worlds. Yeah. Pablo Sandoval, Buster Posey, those teams.
Yeah.
I'm not getting close to it,
So he broke into the majors just six games in 2005, and then
where'd he break in?
With the Yankees.
Oh.
All-Star in 2012, and then was done after 2019. So I don't know if it was COVID that knocked him out or what. Maybe it was his own plans. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
He did have two nicknames, but they would give it away.
Okay. Again, where do you top out home runs, steals, things like that?
All right, great question.
Yeah, thank you.
His All-Star season, he had 11 home runs.
Oh, boy.
And 13 steals.
Cameron Maben?
Oh.
Nope, good guess. Prior to his All-Star season.
11 and 13? He was an All-Star in the outfield?
Yep. He hit .346 though that year.
.346?
The year before were his highs.
I know this guy.
18 home runs in 2011 with 20 steals.
Oh, there was a make.
It hit .305.
It was a make good.
He's a .285 career hitter.
Okay, so
it's more of an average.
Okay,
guy.
So hang on. Who are their outfield? It's not Hunter Pence. We know it's not
Hunter
Pence.
Not Hunter Pence.
Okay.
He's the only outfielder I remember from that team.
No.
The best thing I ever said about Hunter Pence was he looked like a guy who had body parts from different people and they put them all together.
He's a Frankenstein's monster of a human being.
They get a jersey.
I wanted to say
Twitch has it.
Okay,
Text has
it. It's not like Aaron Rowan. That's not him, right?
No, not Aaron Rowan.
Okay, there's a guy like that. I've been trying to come up with the name. They both have it. I'm looking. The Milkman?
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
I was way off.
Cabrera.
I do remember him hitting for a high batting average one.
Milkman or Leche are his nicknames. Or Spanish for milk.
Let's see. You said text line did have it. Well, Aubrey Huff is that's a normal Billy guess.
He actually spells his name the way I say milk. He's my guy.
You're going to milk a cow.
I'm a milk guy. Yeah, I like
to
milk.
You say milk.
I'd milk a cow.
That's two in a row we definitely should have gotten.
I have
Melky Cabrera?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I am legitimately mad about Darren Erstad. Right, exactly. I don't really remember him there either.
I think of him as three teams. Yankees, Giants, and Royals.
I think of Yankees and Royals. I don't even know that I think of Giants.
Well,
that's on me.
That's why. So the Yankees, we just remember him from watching those games. But then his best year was a Royal, and his All-Star year was a Giant. But then he hung around the league for a while, and he kind of stunk.
Yeah. And Milkman. See, I'm more pissed about Erstad. Yeah, I wasn't going to get Milky. I don't really remember
what was the other nickname other than Milkman.
Milkman and Leche.
Leche.
Leche. All right.
Yeah. All right. If I gave you Leche, would you have gotten
it? No chance. If you said Milkman, I would have gotten it. But if you were like, his nickname's Leche, I would have been, honestly, it would have confused me even more.
Okay.
We've been cold.
Also, he was the All-Star.
Like a nice cold glass of Leche.
He was also the All-Star Game MVP that year.
Oh.
How about that?
What a player.
All right.
My buddy guessed Jose Tabata and then Melky.
All right, well.
Which, congratulations. He's an ex-Yankee fan. Or he's a Yankee fan, I mean, so he knows the ex-Yankees.
Yeah.
Jose Tabata. It is not Jose Tabata. Okay, that's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones.
Thanks for playing.
And Keith. For some reason, me, Billy, and Nick keep playing. We are just, we are on.
I was looking.
We're like Rafael Devers starting the year is what we're like. Rafael Devers first, 20 at bats.
I don't remember because he was one of the Giants for 1 year.
He was an All-Star, though.
I can't even get my bat off the shoulder. The most recent.
I was happy I did at least verbalize Hunter Pence. But yeah, I'm standing there. I'm not even taking cuts. That's true. I'm Manny against the Yankees. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way next, and we'll get to the clip du jour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Very topical, Nick. Also, I can see Ace of Base playing Boston Calling when it returns in 2027.
Just this one song over and over and over.
They had two. They had two heaters.
Oh. Two heaters? Get out of my face.
All that she wants.
All that she wants.
All that she wants.
Yeah.
Is another baby.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Yeah. No, there were way more. The whole album. What do you mean?
Well, I could think of two.
I mean, I can't. I mean, but just that whole album was great. What are you talking about?
Well, it's time for the clip to show.
All That She Wants, I think, has the most plays from Ace of Base.
Beautiful Life.
It's a beautiful life.
Yeah.
There you go. Ace of Base. I mean, already.
All That She Wants and The Sign are like the two heaters.
Well,
the other ones are fine.
But those got radio.
Don't Turn Around.
Don't Turn Around. Yeah, these are great songs. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Closing on a half a dozen, him.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, that's fine.
Billy's got the Billy got the whole album memorized.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That was, yeah, definitely. That's one of those. Keep us looking for another excuse to go to Cleveland.
Put him
you want to
hall?
Go to Cleveland for the Ace of Base
production? Screw Korn, put it in Ace
Dude,
of Base.
Korn gets in, I'm going.
That was one of the first albums where like my sister had it, and I'm like, this is pretty sweet. I'm not going to let her know that. Yeah. I'm not going to let her know that I think it's a good album, but this is a good album.
Just bar that real quick.
Yeah. They get it. Yeah.
You know I hate it. Let's get to our clip du jour, shall we, Jones?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we have a fan a Red Sox fan going to the game tonight in San Francisco.
Nice. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, guys, how are you? Used to live in Boston. Have been out in the Bay Area for 46 years. Have tickets for tonight.
All right.
I have my sign.
A late entry.
With two Red Sox logos at the bottom, and it says, "Hey, Rafi, we may miss your bat, but we surely will not miss you." Boom! Roasted!
Sick burn.
You ever brought a sign to a game?
Never.
It's too bad.
What have you?
It's a miss. Yeah. So we had this independent wrestling company come to St. Paul's when I was there. I don't know why they did, or actually I do, but it's a whole long story. So I think I had like the Pimpin' Ain't Easy sign because I was big at the time.
Hell yeah.
So this was sophomore year of high school, right? And so I went to a boarding school, brag. And so we were like in there with like Sharpies making these posters, right? And then we also, because we would often get like Domino's pizza. So we had Domino's pizza in there, and we had all these like Sharpies. Also, big brag, brought a girl back to my room.
Hold on.
As soon as you stepped in, it reeked of markers and pizza. And I was like, it doesn't normally smell like this in here. She's like, oh my God. She never came back to that room. But that was like, it was so overwhelming, the smell of permanent marker and like cheese pizzas.
Honestly, high school, yeah. Keith getting girls back to the room.
Right after an independent wrestling show.
Yeah, even if they ran away immediately, that's way further than I got.
Dude, pretty stinks like lobster.
Oh, dude, I wish it did.
I miss sophomore year in there.
Yeah, sophomore year.
Wow.
That's very exciting. Very exciting night.
So impressive.
The independent wrestling crew was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do because we would cheer for the bad guys and boo the good guys. And they were like, wait a minute, what?
She was kind of a little bit like a Diane in Salem, though.
A little bit.
She got a little revved up by the wrestlers, maybe.
she did not go to the wrestling thing.
Oh, she wasn't that
bad? No. Okay. We got after the fact.
Were you wearing a wrestling shirt?
No, but I probably stunk whatever I was wearing.
Walking around with his sign.
Yeah, right. She's like, you're saying Pippin ain't easy? Like, no, it's not.
No, it's real tough.
Probably not. Don't worry about the stuff.
It's all my roommate stuff. It's all my roommate stuff. Don't worry about it.
I thought you were a real pimp, but she needed a job.
That's true. Yeah, no, I can still smell the smell of those Sharpie markers and the pizza. And the combination was like, I am going to pass out
in
here.
Shortly after the smell of your tears. Yeah. Shortly after that.
She's like, does this work?
I will say, advice to the gentleman who wrote the sign tonight. It's a bit wordy.
It's a little wordy, but we'll look for it.
Anytime. No, we're never going to look
for it. We'll look for it.
Anytime you're thinking about putting the word surely on a sign, you're probably.
Surely you can't be serious.
it's probably gotten a little too early.
Do less.
Yeah.
She's like, you suck. That's why that's so powerful, because it's quick. You can see it. Even if they flash to it fast, you could still read it.
We got the text line earlier. I think it was Dice. Was just like, Bregman greater than Devers. Great. That's easy. Simple, easy. I can wrap my head around it.
Greater than Devers.
Devers, surely you are a selfish player.
We may miss the bat. You had some good at-bats
for
surely,
us. But surely.
You had the right to be mad, but then you went took too far. And then
we get it. Breslow and Cora didn't communicate well with you, so I get that part of it. However.
How many spelling mistakes is this sign
going to have? Yeah, I had to go back to the drawing board.
You should have played first. Even though you may have been bad at that.
All right, well, send all your sign suggestions.
I'm excited for the game tonight.
WEEI Afternoons. All your great Ace of Base song recommendations as well. Line up on the phones. I hear there's some Jaws discussion on the show today, which I like. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got Dan Ball today. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday to react to Rafi Devers with the Giants. How's it go? I think it's going to go well, but we'll find out and talk to you Monday at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.